This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Paul. Our next guest is Stuart Kelmorgan. Stuart is the acting chair of the Victorian Pride Centre. Good morning, Stuart. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm filling the very, very amazing shoes of Jude Munro, who's having a well-deserved break.
We won't say exactly where she's gone, but where's she travelling to?
I think she's drawing Europe. David, yes.
Excellent.
We should have given you the memo before you came in. Jude usually comes in with a bowl of cake, Stuart. So obviously that bit didn't get through in the morning.
We've all got different skills. That's why we're all on a board together.
Perfect.
Now, there's a big erection happening down at the Pride Centre.
It's even bigger, I have to say. And you'll enjoy this because the reason why we're able to put the crane up, so Love is in the Air, that's the name of our crane, which won the competition. Go down there, take a packed lunch because you'll see the lights at night, big pride lights on our crane.
It's fantastic. And, you know, this is a really visible sign for people that it's moving ahead. You know, the building is well underway. Mm-hmm. You know, Joy, we're going to be moving there next year.
Can't wait.
Wanting to have our next AGM there next October. So make sure you finish it by then, mate.
It's getting real, isn't it? Just thinking about your next AGM in the building. Yes. So we've actually bottomed out the excavation. That's why we can put the crane there. It's 4.5 metres down at the Jackson Street end and 3.5 metres down at the Fitzroy Street end. So, you know, obviously the car park is just about to be put in, and then we're going to have four levels of fun above that.
Mm. And so what is the next process? What are they going to be doing over the course of the next couple of months actually on the site?
Yeah, so building's kind of not my thing, but spraying concrete, piling, you know, and that's basically, that's all I know.
Getting a thing on, getting it up.
Luckily, as I said, we've got a really amazing board with skill sets right across this, so the property committee can answer all those questions.
Now, you've got a fundraiser coming up. Or has it already happened with Stonington?
It's on the way. So it's on Thursday, the 31st of October at the Malvern Town Hall. Tickets available.
And good old Mayor Steve is behind that, isn't he?
Yes, we really are very lucky with not just the council of the City of Port Phillip, but all the inner city councils, and in particular Steve from Stonington has done a great job. He's chosen us as the charity. Mm. He copped a bit of flack in the media about that.
Well, a friend of this program, Neil Mitchell, gave him a bit of a slap, but he actually said it wasn't about the Pride Centre. It was actually local ratepayers were upset that it was something outside their area.
Yes.
Neil knew better than to attack the Pride Centre.
Well, that's right. But guess what? A lot of those local ratepayers will be using the Pride Centre. Yes, so it's not as if you can't raise funds or select a charity for anything outside.
And that's, you know, that's great to see them getting on board. Now, you've got a community reference group.
We do.
And, you know, you're consulting with them, and you know, I think one of the aims is to put probably a smaller group together to map out the first year of programming.
It's getting so real. Yes.
This is, you know, so we're building, we've got the crane, we're starting, but you're actually thinking about, well, what are some of the activities and events that we're going to be having once we open? I think that's fantastic.
We need to balance our hard skills, which has been finance and construction, with the softer side of things. So we've set up this program and activation group with terms of reference to establish an annual calendar of events, to identify available spaces for activities, events, meetings, developing uses for spaces, identifying potential partners in the activation of the centre. So really a lot of interesting and fascinating questions. How's the organisation of the centre going to run?
Mm.
How's security going to work?
Yes.
How are we going to allocate spaces? And if those people go down to the centre, walk at the back of the Thorn Harbour Health Centre Clinic, you can go upstairs there and you get a great view down to the site. You'll see just how big those floor plates are going to be, four stories.
Yes. And this is one of the great benefits of having lots of LGBTI community groups and services in one location, because you'll be able to cross-fertilise those people. And you're right, when we looked at the plans of the building, which is going to look stunning, there are some amazing event spaces like the roof terrace and all the internal spaces that are shared. So the organisations that would have normally been individually in their own corners of Melbourne are actually going to be in one place, sharing facilities in a much, much closer way than they've ever done before.
And what a great place to work. What a great place to volunteer. It really is going to... I think, and also importantly, activate other parts of the street, because people will want services throughout the rest, and we really want to really pick the street up and activate different points of it. So it's going to be great.
And look, I think Fitzroy Street is already starting to revitalise in some places. It does need something that's going to bring in a lot more foot traffic, and I know Pride will. And Joy, we've been pretty heavily involved in the design of our floor, the area that we're having, and that's pretty exciting.
Mm.
But it's the other parts of the Pride Centre that also, this is something that as a community we are going to be, no pun intended, we're going to be really proud of, because this is a home for our community, for our community groups, for people to meet and, people to coalesce around issues and, support each other. I think it's... I feel really proud that it's happening, and I feel really proud that Joy's going to be there. But also, you guys, all of you on the Pride board have worked really hard to get it to this point. So good on you.
And we are not compromising on anything in terms of style, culture, the way it's going to look. It's really going to be a great place to arrive to. And I personally think that we deserve that.
We do. And, full recognition to the City of Port Phillip, to the state government, for providing an enormous amount of funding and support, but also the hard work, the Pride Centre board has done. But one thing I can say is, the level of engagement that you've had with Joy is really heartening, really significant. It's not always easy, but, we do share the same goal. What's if you had to say there's one thing about the centre, Stuart, that you're really looking forward to or you're proudest of, what's it going to be?
So I'm a gay guy who's experienced kind of the ups and downs and connections and disconnections, etc. I remember a great time when people used to really meet, catch up face-to-face. I want that time back, and I think we can get that back in the centre. So I guess all of us on the board represent, what we think this will create. And for me, it's the social connection.
Yeah.
I'm not on a program. I'm looking to connect and celebrate. That's my position.
Now, can you imagine what it's going to be like on the rooftop watching Pride March in 2021.
Yeah, that's right.
2021 it will be now.
Yeah.
January 2021. So again, really not that far away.
We'll be broadcasting live from that rooftop watching the Pride March in 2021.
Yeah.
But I think that's the great thing about the idea to start thinking about what does that social calendar look like, because I think you're exactly right. It's a building there that, it will be used 24/7. Mm. And if you don't start planning those things in, we'll start missing opportunities. And it's such a great asset. And I think we'll be become even more important as part of the infrastructure of not only Melbourne's LGBTI community, but also Australia's. And therefore, we need to make sure we're maximising its use.
This region,
absolutely.
The region in which, in which we live, Australasia, Southeast Asia, whatever you want to call it.
Mm. So you've gone big there. I also think we should go local.
Yes.
So this morning I did Melbourne Front Runners. I'd love there to be a connection, because we're right on the edge of a great sporting precinct.
Yes.
And we've got 20 sporting groups that will have a connection to the centre. There'll be some storage there for them, meeting points, etc. So, global activation, local connection.
Yeah. And, they always say, think locally, act nationally or internationally.
There you go.
biggest challenge that you guys have faced, or, you know, you yourself as a board member, what's been one of the really difficult decisions or periods of time you've been in? I know it's all been pretty stressful, but is there something that stands out that you've won over, that, you know, that you've...
Yes, we've done well on our financing, and I have to say the fact that interest rates are going to be lower for the foreseeable future, actually, you know, is difficult for some people, but for us where we are, that's helpful. We're putting in place the last element of our financing, and we really are looking for support from our community as well. So that's been, for me, a massive personal challenge. I mean, you walk into boardrooms and we're talking about a $35 million build. I mean, yes, there's no precedent for this. So we've just had to gird our loins, so to speak, and actually just really present as we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interestingly, Mackie, you've recently got more involved in some of the Joe activities. Trying to raise funds and to keep a financial head above the water is difficult in this day and age. Getting a share of the dollar, you know, with a whole bunch of other community organisations is difficult. Have we got the Pride Centre on a footing that's going to give us a foundation for the first few years to make sure that we've got a good starting point?
Yes, we do, because our financiers have been helpful in assisting us with our first couple of years in terms of interest-free periods. That will come home to roost later, but we do think we'll get a nice flow from basically people choosing to spend their discretionary income and connections and whatever they do in their social private lives in connection with the centre will really help us. We've got a wills and bequests program, which over time probably will start coming through. And we're doing very, very well with sponsors. People would know that IBM came on board as our principal foundation sponsor. We have another one that we have signed that hasn't announced yet. And we've got another three in the wings. So I'm really looking forward to coming back on SatMag to tell you about those.
Fantastic.
And just you talking before about you wanting other community groups to get involved. So if someone, sporting organisation, wanted to use some storage space there, I mean, they could do it for a small fee. If anyone wants to get involved and connect with the Pride Centre, how can they do that at the moment?
Okay, so www.pridecentre.org.au. There's a lot of channels where you can speak to people, but our great team, tiny team, but great team of Justine, Bree, Stacey and Daniel can help anyone out with their connection to the centre, because that's what we're really thinking about now. Yes.
Great. Well, Stuart Kelmorgan, Acting Chair of Victorian Pride Centre, thanks for your time on us today. Thanks for your commitment to this initiative.
It's going to be stunning, Macca, isn't it?
It is. It's when it opens, and I've already got a plan for an event post our AGM.
Ooh.
You know, a fundraiser, but also a celebration of being there. And I am looking forward to it. I think it's something that is going to bring our community together. And that's got to be a good thing.
One of our unique tenets is joy. And we are fully supportive of you guys. And we can't wait for the symbiotic relationship we'll have.
Fantastic.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.